My entitled mother, who is a complete narcissist, refuses to take no for an answer. But after having just about enough, I put my foot down and set some very clear boundaries. Now she's enraged and refuses to talk to me, and I'm honestly not sure what to do. Here's what happened. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the bell to never miss a video. I am a 26-year-old female, and my mother is 56 years old. And honestly, my mother has been a problematic presence in my life for basically my whole life. But unfortunately, it's one of those relationships that's easier to put up with than to not put up with it. Because unfortunately, the harassment I receive from going no contact with her is much, much worse. We have pretty regular contact and phone calls overall. And during my parents' divorce, my mother was diagnosed with Cluster B personality disorder and fell heavily on the narcissistic spectrum. She often jokes about how she asks people multiple times to do something, even if they say no, because she hopes it will wear them down. And unfortunately, this tactic works often. My mom runs a small business, and occasionally I've helped her out with it, and she has paid me. Last time I helped her out, I found myself overwhelmed because I've been dealing with increased anxiety lately. She asked me a while ago to help her out again, and I said no, explaining that even though the work wasn't hard, I couldn't manage the mental stress of another responsibility. As a side note, I already have a full-time job. She tried to tell me that it wasn't stressful and again pushed the issue. I told her no again and didn't try to re-explain it because I'm specifically working on not over-explaining myself. A few weeks later, she asked me again to help her out, and again, I said no, and to please not ask me again. But still, she demanded to know why, and I explained to her that I had already told her why, and I briefly reminded her my reasons as to why I didn't want to do it. She tried again to insist, and I very firmly told her to stop. She pouted a bit, but eventually she got over it. About a month ago, she called me to ask again to help her with her business, saying that she would rather pay me than hire somebody new. And again, I told her no. And unfortunately, the same thing started happening again. She started to demand to know why, and we just had the same conversation. She then starts pleading dramatically, and I say no about 10 times, while progressively raising my voice because she won't stop pleading. She then says fine, and again demands to know why. And at this point, I'm at my wit's end. I told her that I have already explained to her why multiple times, and that I don't want to talk about this anymore. I then asked her to please not ask me again. She keeps insisting, so I say to her that if you don't stop, I'm going to hang up the phone. And guess what? She didn't stop. So I just say, okay, goodbye, and I hang up the phone. Ever since I put my foot down, she has been ignoring me and only responding to text messages when she needs to. And anytime she tries to communicate with me, she will only try and start fights and be very rude. So honestly, I'm just so done with her attitude, and I wish she would just leave me alone. How obnoxious is this lady? I don't care who you are, asking someone 100 times to do something for you and not accepting someone saying no is just very toxic, and it's abusive behavior. And to treat someone like that who's your family is just really gross. When someone says no, you need to respect that decision. And sure, maybe there's some wiggle room there initially for some kind of negotiation tactic, but to ask over and over again consistently for over a month is no longer a negotiation tactic, but instead is harassment. And that is not okay. So good for this original poster for putting their foot down and putting up a boundary between her and her mother, because absolutely nobody should have to deal with this. I looked through my boyfriend's phone and found out he cheated on me, and I'm honestly not sure what to do. Here's the situation. I just moved in a couple of months ago with my boyfriend of about 2 years. Previously, we had been long distance and only saw each other on the weekends, usually Friday night to Sunday morning. Over the last few weeks, I've had this weird feeling that I just can't shake. There have been a few times lately where he's just left the house, gone to see a friend, and been gone pretty long, and been a bit distant towards me afterwards. And also just in general. Anyway, cut to this weekend. We bought some furniture this past Saturday, and he was grouchy with me all day as we did it, even though I'd postponed at his request multiple times, and this was the day that he chose to go. He kept complaining about everything, grumbling at me every time I asked his opinion on something. We got home that evening and he immediately asked if it would be okay to go to his friend's house to hang out for a bit. I said, sure, no worries. And he said he would be back in about an hour or two. I said, okay, because even though I've had this weird feeling the last few weeks that something is off, although I couldn't really say what or why it was happening, I also didn't want and really don't want to be that type of partner who controls or limits their partner's solo time with friends. He's also done this when he asked has to go out somewhere several times since we've lived together now, like 2 to 3 times a week, and is usually home when he says he will be. Anyway, he got home about an hour and a half later, and immediately after saying hi to me, went to go take a shower. And honestly, that didn't immediately ping on my radar. We had just moved some heavy boxes earlier, and we were pretty sweaty after all. I thought it was a little weird he wanted to shower at night, because he usually never does, but whatever. Given the day that we had, it seemed normal. But what did bother me was right after showering, he went outside for a cigarette, without asking if I wanted to join him. Eventually, he was outside for 30 minutes or so all by himself. At roughly 10 o'clock, he came back in for about 15 minutes and was looking really agitated. Then he said he was going out for another cigarette after his phone buzzed. I told him that was fine. I then waited 5 minutes, then went out to join him this time, and he was nowhere to be found. I looked outside and his car was gone. I texted him and got no reply. He came back again about 40 minutes later and claimed that he had gone to the store and then got some distracting text messages from some of his friends. He apologized to me for leaving abruptly and not replying to my text message. And I told him I was bothered, but that was okay. Then I went to bed and he joined me and started acting sweet again. Internally, my BS detector had been set off thoroughly. So yesterday morning, I woke up early and the gut feeling I had been having the previous weeks was worse. I know I'm going to get ripped to shreds here for looking through his phone while he was asleep, but the feeling was just overwhelming me. Something was off. So I opened up his phone with the passcode he's given me before, and I looked through his phone thoroughly. I found text messages between him and his friends, talking about all kinds of things. But what was most alarming was that he was absolutely discussing doing an illegal substance that is very harmful for your body. And this is something he's never talked to me about, ever. This message alone was a huge shock to my system, especially since this involved his friends, as well as talking about how they got these illegal substances. I also found text messages from 3 women last summer who he hooked up with while I was out of town, one of whom he arranged to meet up with on a night that I had been trying to see him extra outside of our weekend schedule. I even pulled our messages up side by side, my text to him and the ones to this girl. I saw that he was texting me this story about having to work late so I shouldn't come out, while he was also arranging to meet at this girl's house. And she even sent him a text message the following morning thanking him for a great time. At the same time she was texting him that morning, he was sending me text messages about this crazy time at work that he had and about how much he wishes he could have spent time with me instead. It was honestly disgusting to see. I also found that in March of this year, right around when we started apartment hunting, he had downloaded Tinder. The app wasn't on his phone when I checked, but it looks like he did download it in March at some point, according to the Tinder confirmation code. Then something really strange happened. It was about 6:30 in the morning, and I was still looking through his phone, and a call came in. The phone was set to vibrate, so I just let it be and did not answer, but immediately was like, who on earth is calling my boyfriend at 6:30 in the morning on a Sunday? From what I could tell, it wasn't his mom or his family at all. The person was under his phone by the nickname of Scam Likely, so I have no idea who it was. But when I went back to his text messages on his phone, I saw he had an unread message from this person, and it was sent late the previous night while we were definitely in bed together, and the message just read, I love you. I didn't pull up the text thread with this person because I didn't want him or them to see that I had read it, but I saw it. I put the phone down, went for a drive, came back, and decided to pretend with him nothing was wrong, because I don't know yet what to say or to do. But I decided I would check his phone later when he was asleep to read this person's message and look at the thread. I pulled up the phone this morning, again, while he was asleep, and it was deleted. The whole message thread with that person was gone, as was their record of the 6:30 a.m. call yesterday. But their contact info was still on his phone, and all the earlier messages about all these illegal substances, as well as these other women last year, were still there. Now I don't know what to do. He's at work and so am I, but this is all I can think about. I can't get it out of my head. The I love you message and call yesterday especially are on my mind. I absolutely hate this. I'm so embarrassed and angry at myself for snooping. I always swore I would never do it because I think it's wrong, but now here I am. And I think about us. I just relocated to a new city for him where I barely know anyone, and I thought I was doing it for our future. We've even talked about marriage, having kids, and he usually initiated all those conversations conversations on his own. He also had told his family he plans to marry me, and at his nephew's recent birthday party, he listed me as auntie. I just can't believe I'm back in this place again. I genuinely thought I knew this person and trusted him, and now I feel stupid and let down and betrayed and completely humiliated. What should I do? What a tragic situation to be in, and what a terrible way to find out. It's bad enough that you went through his phone, so automatically, no matter what you say to him, he's gonna try and have that over you, and he's gonna say something to the effect of, you went through my phone, you invaded my privacy, this isn't fair, blah blah blah. But at least you can know for a fact that this man is playing you. He's going behind your back, he's doing illegal substances which clearly you did not know about, and he is blatantly cheating on you. He's coordinating with some other woman to get with her, and that is honestly so unfair, especially when you mention that you've talked about marriage and having kids in the future. I mean, this is just heartbreaking. How on earth can you move forward and have any semblance of a relationship after finding out so blatantly that your boyfriend is cheating on you? And when you think back on it, all these red flags really do add up to him being super suspicious and him cheating on you. The original poster goes on to say later that they are not reliant on their boyfriend at all financially. They make almost twice as much as he does. So that's at least comforting considering the situation, because it would be even worse if they had no kind of financial backing and they were relying solely on this man who is betraying their trust. So whether you decide to stick with this relationship or move on and get out of it, I hope it all works out and you find some kind of happiness along the way, because I can only imagine how unhappy this has made you. I just got back in touch with my family, who I ran away from as a teenager, and my boyfriend doesn't like them and they don't like him either. How do I fix this situation? I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years now, and I've known him for 5. We've been together through a lot, and I love him very much. I was estranged from my family until about 6 months ago. My family consists of my mother, 2 younger brothers, and 3 younger sisters. A short version of that story is that when I was 16, I ran away from home, primarily due to how my mother's husband treated me. My mother reached out about 2 years ago to say that she had left him and would love to hear from me. I contacted her about 6 months ago after discussing it with my therapist and my boyfriend, and agreeing I should at least hear her out. It started as a phone call, then some coffee, and then family dinners accompanied by my boyfriend. Eventually, I introduced my kids, assuming there was no major issues, such as the one we're currently having. Since reconnecting, my boyfriend has been uneasy about things. He feels that they are taking advantage of me and that I deserve better. He yelled at my mother at one point when she made a mean comment about me. Everything he's done has been to defend me, but has resulted in my family saying they don't like him. They think he's controlling and domineering, and don't forgive him for yelling at our mother, despite acknowledging that what she said was mean. They have said they want to see me without him, and that if I want to leave him, they will help me out. I would personally love if everyone just took a step back and took a deep breath. I love my boyfriend, and I appreciate him defending me, but he can have a bit of a hair trigger at times. Meanwhile, my family are writing him off over a couple of things that were done in my defense, and they have contributed to this too. I feel that I am caught in the middle, and this whole situation is just a lot to deal with. I would like for them to just give each other another chance, but neither side is willing to. How can I fix the issue between my boyfriend and the family so I'm not caught in the middle? What should I do?
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It seems like your boyfriend is very passionate about defending you in the face of these people who he has probably heard from you were terrible to you in your upbringing. And they were so bad that you ran away from home at the age of 16. I can completely understand where he's coming from, where he feels the need to step in and to try and defend you. But in that same thought, he needs to know where the boundaries are. It probably would have been wise to go into that first by saying, hey, let me do the talking, especially since you haven't seen them in literally over a decade. But with that same thought in mind, your family, who you have not had any contact with for almost a decade now, have, after only 6 months, judged your boyfriend as absolutely incompetent. And they don't like him because he spoke up for you. And only 6 months into you reconnecting with them, they've said mean things about you, and they've tried to get you to leave your partner. And I just don't think that's fair for you or anybody else involved. You might as well be a different person completely. Like, your family has no connection with you aside from the fact that you were there as a teenager. And things were so bad that you had to leave. I personally don't think they know at all what's best for you. I think honestly, you just need to set some boundaries and go from there. Maybe you're going into this a little too quickly and things have moved faster than you're ready for, even if you are willing to meet them and to get to know them. I personally side with your boyfriend on this situation because it sounds like he wants to protect you from the people who treated you like garbage in your upbringing. And it doesn't totally sound like they've changed all that much. It seems like subtle things are starting to peek through that they still have held on to when it comes to toxic behavior. So hopefully you're able to come at this with a different angle, and hopefully you're able to find some kind of mutual solution for this situation. Because I think it's great that you're reconnecting with your family after so long, but at the same time, you definitely got to remember where you came from and why you left them in the first place. Because they failed you as a teenager, and there's no reason to let them fail you now as an adult. My boyfriend thinks I'm being controlling for being worried about his drinking habits, and I'm honestly not sure what to do. My boyfriend and I have been generally in a great relationship. He has said I understand him more than anyone and that he loves me deeply. He's hardly an emotional guy, so this is a big thing for him to say. My boyfriend enjoys drinking, which is fine, but the problem is that when he starts, he can hardly stop. And when he's drunk, he gets aggressive. And it's almost like he becomes a completely different person. He has often admitted to being verbally aggressive when he's under the influence and then express remorse the next day before we patch up. He always says that he never means it and he knew what would hurt me. And deliberately would say them just to hurt me in a moment of anger. He has even said that he is aware that once he starts, he simply cannot stop, and that the only solution is to stop drinking altogether. Here's the issue though. When he starts drinking now, I panic because I know what is coming, and I try to stop him, but he just gets angry, and I get upset at him starting to drink again, and then tries to claim that I'm the reason he starts to drink more. It's basically a vicious cycle. Last week, when he was drinking and starting to provoke me, I tried to de-escalate the situation by removing myself from his presence altogether. He was still angry though, and kept drinking, and he was very aggressive when he got home. He said that he wasn't mad at me at all, but just overall very mad, but he didn't know what he was mad at. I suggested he start going to therapy, and I even said that I would call for him and sign him up if he kept drinking in excess and getting aggressive. But he thinks that I'm the reason behind his problems with drinking because he needs to escape from my annoyance. He has still been drunk despite me having nothing to do with the situation though. He says he wants to break up with me, saying I'm just a party pooper and that I bring negativity into his life. This week we tried to come to a compromise on how much is a healthy the amount when he drinks, but he simply could not keep to it and tried to hide the fact that he was drunk, despite the fact that his smell and behavior were dead giveaways. Am I at fault or in the wrong for being concerned about his drinking habits? What should I do? You are definitely not at fault for his issue. He's trying to blame you for his problems in a way that is just completely toxic. Legitimately, his priority in life is getting his substance. It's not rational or logical, and it seems like anyone that tries to get between him and his substance substance is the enemy in his eyes. So he will literally say or do anything to silence that enemy and to keep his substance available, including lying and not excluding violence. Which honestly, this could easily lead to that. He's verbally aggressive now, but where does it go from there? It sounds like this is something that he has a serious problem with, and he's just looking for some kind of scapegoat so he can rationalize why he's doing it. And I can tell you right now that you're not at fault for his addiction. If you dumped him tomorrow and left, he would probably still blame you for this. So I don't blame you for raising your concerns about his problem, because this is such a bad thing in your relationship, and it's obviously causing a rift between the two of you. But unfortunately, unless he decides to get help, there's only so much you can do. You can try literally every tactic on planet Earth, but unless he is willing to take the steps to get this out of his life, he will continue to do it. And that includes blaming you for his addiction. I bought my fiance a trip to France for his 40th birthday, and it all went terribly wrong. My fiance and I have been together for 5 years, and he's always said how much he wants to go to Paris. For months, I've been planning the best dates and itinerary for a surprise trip at the end of August to celebrate his 40th birthday. I finally have enough money to be able to do something like this for someone, and it felt like the biggest blessing to be able to travel with him to a place he's been dying to see. He hates surprises. He hates parties, events, anything like that. So I told him the dates weeks ago, but not the location. And thankfully, he was okay with the dates. I told him I would tell him all about the details of the trip on July 31st. I was giving him a month's notice so he can plan all that he needs to do. I have been so excited to give him this gift. I even created a fake boarding pass and had it printed. He eventually opened it while I was asleep. First thing he says to me when I wake up is that he's confused. He starts screaming at me about how stupid this was and how he's rethinking our whole relationship because I don't listen to him and that I don't know him. He stated that he has a lot going on with work, and he does, to his credit, and that 10 days in France is just nuts. He mentioned that I robbed him of a trip he wanted to give me and said that this trip was not for him, but for me. For context, I don't treat myself very often, and a trip like this is not something I would do for myself, but rather for my partner, who, by the way, has always mentioned going to Paris as a dream for him. The trip argument turned into a full-fledged fight about how he's second-guessing a future with me, all because of how unacceptably stupid this was. I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone right now. I am confused as to how a birthday trip that's still a month away gets me in the wrong. I really thought we were gonna have a good time, but I'm just so surprised. What should I do? I can totally understand that your fiance does not like surprises. Like, there are some people like that who just don't like it. But this is absolutely unacceptable. The way he handled this is incredibly inappropriate and immature. There's no reason to start screaming at your partner all because they planned a trip to a place you've always dreamed of going to. And I think the original poster in this situation didn't do anything wrong. They were legitimately just trying to give them something that they've always wanted. They were trying to be a good partner. But this guy just absolutely blew it out of the water and completely ruined everything. And honestly, if he's this unhappy with this trip, then I would personally cancel the trip. Can you imagine traveling to another country with him? I can only imagine how unbearable he would be going into this. I mean, you did everything right. You told him the dates you would go, so it really wasn't a surprise. The only surprise associated with this is the fact that you're going to Paris. So this is honestly not your fault, and your fiance is incredibly ungrateful. If my partner set up a trip for me to go to my dream city that I've always wanted to go to, I would be so absolutely grateful and go with a smile on my face. It's a city I've always wanted to go to. Why would I not be happy? So overall, I wouldn't be upset about this. You didn't do anything wrong. And if anything, your fiance is acting like an idiot. And if it's really that bad, just go ahead and cancel the trip. It's not worth the hassle to get screamed at and yelled at, only for your fiance to treat you like garbage, all because you're trying to give them the gift that they've always wanted. Thanks for watching. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories, use the playlist at the top of the description. And the next time you live stream, use the Cream of the Crop music. Search Cream of the Stream on Spotify or whatever platform you use for copyright-free music to use for your next stream.